I was talking with a patient recently, and she asked me what makes me different, what makes breakaway physical therapy different. And she said to me that if she didn't choose to start her care with us, what would be some things that are important for her to look for in a provider? And more specifically, she was looking for a pelvic floor physical therapist. And so it got me to thinking, came back to, you know, why I started the clinic in the first place, but also to me, what's important and what are things that I make sure are always happening in the clinic. Because it comes back to why I started it all in the first place. And, you know, one of the things is having it be a family environment. We get to know our patients, so we know what's going on in your life. And, you know, as challenging as it is to come in here and work through some of these things, we do our best to make it as enjoyable as possible. Also, having kids be able to come to your appointment. I know that as a mom, I don't always want my kids with me, and it's way, way easier to focus when I don't have little people asking me 500 questions. But that being said, if we can't bring our kids and involve them at times with what we need to do, then it really stops us from, or prevents us from, getting care. So, you know, I've set up my clinic so that it's family friendly, meaning we invite kids to come, and we've got books and toys and puzzles and all kinds of things. We encourage that, and we don't want you to not get the care that you deserve because you've got kids. Bring them along. I would say as well, something that's really important to me is that we spend time listening to our patients. So I've worked in the past in models where, you know, it was like, go, 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 quick, 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 get them in, get them out type of a thing. And as time has gone on, like, we've really shifted our model to be truly like one-on-one care, where you get the time with your physical therapist, because we then really get to know you and your body. And we are, you know, we do some hands-on, we do some exercises, but we're able to guide you through it. So to me, there's no value in handing you, here's a sheet of paper, go do these exercises at home, if you're not crystal clear on exactly how to do them and your form and why all of that is important. So being able to spend that time with our patients is critical. And then coming back to the beginning of listening to your story, you know your body best. And so really understanding your history and everything that has happened to your body, that helps you be successful. And it gives us a lot of information that then translates into a better program, which just means more success. And it just means you getting to achieve your goals and not have your body hold you back from enjoying life. Another, probably one of the most important things that I do and that I love and I teach my entire team is education. I love, love, love to educate my patients. Sometimes I tell people that the first visit, especially if you're coming in for your pelvic floor, is one of my favorite visits because I get to teach you. So I pull out the pelvis and I show you exactly where are these muscles, what are they doing, what's happening, and how should the body function properly so that you know when something isn't working. And it really teaches you, ooh, oh yeah, maybe I do that, like, just in case peeing. But now I understand why that isn't the best for my body. And when you understand that why behind what we're asking you to do, everyone, we're, you know, as human beings, we're going to be so much more likely to do the thing that we're asking, and to be successful not only in the short run but also in the long run. So I truly enjoy teaching patients about their body, show them the muscles, show them exactly what's going on, so that then they can put those things together in their head. You know, we love to just spend the time with our patients, get to know them, enjoy life, right? We we get to see you a lot throughout the week, and it's really an amazing relationship that we're able to build upon. And again, making it fun is some of the best parts. So truly, truly enjoy what I do, and we're always working on looking at, you know, the experience that you have as a patient. If you think about, if you, let's say, go to the grocery store and you're checking out, and the checker is busy and they're, you know, checking texts on their phones, and you know, and you're just ready to go, right? You're ready to head out of the store. You know, we live in a very technological age, and I get that. But we also truly enjoy just that, like, one-on-one attention, and we all have a mission and things to go on. And so really just giving that time and attention, and paying the attention that you deserve to our patients, and not just on the first visit, but every visit after. And I am truly blessed to be able to work with a team. You know, my team, we get to meet regularly, and so we're all on the same page, and our patients do get to see more than one provider. And you know, you wouldn't be moved from person to person. However, being able to see more than one person, I always say, you know, two heads are better than one, four eyes are better than two. We all come at this with a little bit of a different perspective. And so we really value this team approach, and we find that our patients actually do better, because until you understand or things make sense what we're cueing you to do, you're not going to be successful. So I can tell you 10 different ways how to activate those lower abdominals, but until it clicks in your brain, it doesn't really make sense. So sometimes just hearing it from a different perspective, from a different team member, makes the biggest difference. But I just truly love, you know, working with my team and getting to, you know, enjoy this whole patient experience, and helping to get people to not just achieve a goal of pain relief or relief from their leakage, but we aim to look bigger. So how are these symptoms impacting your life? And then what does that mean to you, right? So why is it important that you exercise? Well, for some, it might be that's their, like, me time, and they get to, like, get out of their own head, and they get to just focus on their body. So not being able to exercise is really affecting their sense of self. Or it might be that you enjoy exercising with your spouse or with your kids, and that it's more affecting your relationships or, you know, your entire family. So we really spend the time with our patients to understand what's going on from a big picture, because that's what we're all looking to achieve, right? Is live our best life and not have our body hold us back. Enjoy our families, enjoy the time that we have fun, do all those activities. I think that's, you know, what we're all seeking. So again, truly, truly blessed to have such an amazing team that we can make such a difference in so many people's lives.